السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International on this Wednesday evening, 15th June. Time right now is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock and this is our best of the three quiz. Day 9, 15th June, Wednesday. And don't be despondent. Mawlana Kara is here. He's just getting his air back. That's what he told me. I should start because he's getting his air back. Mawlana Kara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And we have two participants. We're just going to open a line for one more wild entry. Yesterday I told you about that word, wild card entry.
Wild card entry. Jim Ali Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just trying to get my air back, Mawlana Sahib. I ate the samosa. I was so hungry. I put one whole samosa in my mouth. With the result, I choked. And now the half is coming out through my nostrils, Mawlana Sahib. I was coughing. Jeev, alhamdulillah, coming right. All right, Mawlana Sahib, like we said, mashallah, we have two contestants. We have sister line number one. We have line number two, Brother Ziad. And we'll be waiting for our third contestant on the line. 854-1548 is the number to call. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. Mawlana Sahib, the brothers and sisters want to register and to, you know, for the quiz, would you like to just give us their telephone number? Okay, the email address is ym@radioislam.co.za. It's ym@radioislam.co.za. But you save the telephone number for registration to participate. What is the number, brother?
Gee, the number is 072-071-3684. So you need to send your name, your ID number, and contact details to secure your participation for this quiz. So what we are doing daily, we are choosing two from there and one wildcard entry. That's what we've been doing. So today we also have two contestants, sister from Lanesia, and we have brother Ziad. And we are just waiting. We're taking one more caller. Mohammed Salim is taking down the details. But if you want to secure your participation on the evening quiz, then the number is 072-071-3684. Or you can email Mufti Musaji on YM. The email address is ym@radioislam.co.za.
Funny story, you know, people think of, you know, funny SMSs, and this one came in just before iftar. Listen to this one here. Yeah, the daughter-in-law walks into the kitchen 2 minutes before the iftar. The poor mother-in-law does everything in the kitchen, samosas, bhajiyas, everything, aloo paratha, everything. And this daughter-in-law asks the mother-in-law, did mummy need any help, mummy? The mother-in-law says, yes, you can give the azan now. Yeah, people think of funny things these days, Mawlana Sahib. All right, we have a third contestant, Mawlana Sahib. We have anonymous sister from the Mayfair area. Yes, welcome our first contestant on the line. That is Sister Tayyiba. Sister Tayyiba, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, just can you speak a little bit louder then?
And can you please lower the volume? Raise the volume because it's also very soft.
Should I, what did you say, lower or raise the volume? Appa? What should I do? Sorry, Appa?
Please raise it.
Oh, Salim, raise the voice, my brother. Raise the levels, okay, my brother? Jazakumullah. Is it better now, Tayyiba?
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah. Wish you all the luck, sister. Ziyad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
It's a new rule today also, my brother. You know what? To participate in the competition, we have to qualify for the quiz, okay, my brother? So we ask the first two contestants some questions, and they answered correctly, and they are through to the contest tonight. Okay, my brother, your question goes, here is a question. What is the dua for entering the toilet?
Whose question is that?
Ziad, your question.
The dua before?
Entering the toilet.
Well, let me call my kid there to come quickly. Zaifa?
Oh, you're going to ask your kid quickly. All right. Yes. I'm going to welcome third contestant. Ask your lady quickly, what is a toilet dua, okay? And okay. Your sons are not going to say it. You're going to have to say it for us live on radio tonight. Okay, my brother?
Right. No problem.
Okay, I'm waiting for you, Ziad. You're not going to get away. Don't put the phone down. You're going to have to say the toilet dua for us today, not Huzaifa. Line number three, Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Are you there, Ben?
Ji, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Jazakumullah. Would you like to spell out your name, sister?
I say anonymous.
Oh, sorry. sorry for that, sister. It's anonymous. Mouth for that.
Ji.
My apologies, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay. Ji, accepted. Line number one, we have Tayyiba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Once again, Tayyiba.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sister, can you raise your levels a little bit now? All right. I think your levels are a little bit low, sister. Our levels are right. Your levels are a bit low today.
Is it better?
Yeah, slightly better, Ji. All right, sister. All right. What is your category, Ben?
Quran.
Quran, mashallah, Quran. I'm a favorite topic, Mali Sahib, inshallah. Huzaifa? Ziyad?
Ji.
You got 2 minutes, my brother. Learn the dua quickly. We're coming back to you now. Very, very quickly. Sayyiba, here goes your question. 7 seconds to answer, Ben.
Okay.
Which surah in the Quran Kareem is known as Asasul Quran, the foundation of the Quran?
Surah Fatiha.
MashaAllah, sister. Well done. Well done. 1 point. First point for tonight's quiz. MashaAllah, sister. Excellent. My friend, Ziyad.
Ji.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Where are you from, my brother?
I just want to give 2 things, my name and the voice, but the other things I don't want to give, please, man.
Oh, no problem, no problem, Ziyad. Ziyad, you ready for the answer, my brother?
Si.
Okay, you're a good man, mashallah. We'll ask you the dua of here, okay, my brother?
Inshallah.
Okay, my friend. Ziyad, all the luck, okay?
Inshallah.
7 seconds to answer. First time you participating, Ziyad?
Si.
Mashallah, mashallah, my brother. What's your category, my friend Ziyad?
Stories of Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. MashaAllah, my brother. All the luck, okay?
InshaAllah.
Okay. Here goes the question, Ziyad. Was Ibrahim alayhi salam's father a mason, carpenter, or ironsmith?
Carpenter.
Oh, yes, my brother. That is a correct answer. 1 point coming up for your way, my brother. I'm happy for you, Ziyad.
Yes.
Did Huzaifa give you the answer?
No, I'm alone here.
Oh, you're alone here. I thought you called your son Huzaifa earlier. Sister from Mayfair, anonymous Ben.
Ji.
Are you ready, Ben?
Ji, I'm ready.
What is your category, sister?
Quran.
Quran?
Ji.
Okay, here goes your question, Mali Sahib.
Ji, sister, your question is, what is the highest number of huruf muqatta'at in the beginning of certain surahs? Is it 3, 4, or 5?
It's
5. 5.
MashaAllah, sister. Excellent. 1 point coming up your way. So we have all three contestants getting... you finished off, Ben? Sorry, sister?
Ji?
You finished off?
GM finished.
You finished off. Okay, I'll carry on, inshallah. We're just waiting for you to go. All right, now that she's finished, Mali Sahib, we can continue. Sister, mashallah, we have 3 contestants, all having 1 point in the board. All right. Mashallah, sister from Mayfair.
Ji.
Okay. Tayyiba, are you ready, sister?
Ji.
Your category again, sister?
Quran again.
Okay, sister, here goes your question. The first revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comprised of how many ayat? 1, 3, 2, 5, or 3, 7?
5.
Ji, that is a correct answer, Ben. MashaAllah, 2 points, sister, 2 points. Going very, very well, Ben. Okay. Ziyad, are you ready for your question, my brother?
Yes.
Are you married, friend?
I'll give you all the 2 things, my name and your voice.
All right, you can't tell me more than 2, eh? And I was going to tell you, somebody sent me an SMS some time ago about marriage, my brother. What do you say? You heard this one?
Which one?
The marriage one. They say married life is so easy, it's just like walking in a park. Mm. But, what do you say? The problem is, Salim? Big problem is the park is Jurassic Park. Okay, my brother Ziyad, are you ready for your question?
Ji.
Okay, Malik Sahib, go ahead.
But Mulana Kara, he did say he's going to call his son Huzaifa, so how can you ask him if he's married? You must pay attention.
Oh, sorry, sorry, Ji.
Ji, Ziyad, which category is still Stories of the Anbiya? Okay, you have multiple choice questions. You need to tell us either 1, 2, or 3. The question is, after the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the lineage of all humankind links up with this particular son of Adam alayhi salam, who was also a Nabi. His name is number 1, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, number 2, Sheath alayhi salatu wasalam, and number 3, Habil alayhi salatu wasalam.
Number 2.
You're the man, Ziyad. MashaAllah. Excellent, my brother. 2 points coming up your way. Was it a Tatama chance or you knew the answer? Has he had?
I'm listening carefully.
Are you listening carefully? Nice answer, mashallah. Anonymous sister from Mayfair.
Ji.
Apa, what is your category?
It's Quran.
Quran, mashallah. Ji. Okay, here goes your question, ma'am. True or false? Surah Ghafir is also known as Surah Mu'min.
Sorry, can you repeat? Which surah?
True or false? Surah Ghafir is also known as Surah Mu'min.
False.
It's easy to say true or false, Mali Swaib, but may I ask you why? Life
has
always a reason, Mali Swaib. If you say yes, there's a reason. If you say no, Mali Swaib, there's a reason. Your reason, Appa?
I don't know, I just say it.
Oh, you just say it?
Ji, I don't know this answer.
Oh, you don't know the answer?
Ji.
Okay, alright. Anyway, Sayyiba on the line, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Once again, sister, are you there?
Ji.
Your category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa alright. Here goes your question, sister. It's not difficult, okay?
Ji.
Who was... Is anybody helping you?
Ji.
Who's helping you, Papa?
My sister.
Your sister? Alright, so say your sister is going to make tarkari. You answer the questions.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay. Who was ill, Nabi Musa alayhi salam or Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam?
Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam.
Excellent, sister, mashallah. Excellent. 3 points, Mali Shu'aib. Very, very confident she is. I don't think you knew the answer, Mali Shu'aib. You sat here, mashallah, like a big professor, but I don't think you knew that answer.
It's obvious, Mawlana, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam was the father-in-law of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So, normally, 99% the father-in-law is always elder than the son-in-law.
Excellent point. You're an intelligent man, my brother. You're an intelligent man. I notice and I realize this after many, many years. Ziyad, are you there, brother?
Jay.
Your category?
Stories of Anbiya.
My brother, are you going to go with Stories of Anbiya alayhi salam the whole night? You can only choose two questions from the category.
Well, the stories are finished.
Stories are all finished.
You got his.
Now it's time for facts.
You got his story.
Islamic
history. Islamic history. You got general knowledge. You got politics. You got Quran. You want to try politics?
Let me try politics.
You want to try politics?
Just fine.
Or you want to try Quran? You can try Islamic history. You can try general knowledge. Or politics.
Politics,
my brother.
Okay. Brothers, yeah, there's no multiple choice questions here. You just need to give us the correct answer. The question is, who is the Prime Minister of Pakistan?
Pass. I don't know.
You don't know, my brother?
I don't know. I just don't want to lie.
Okay, my brother. It is Nawaz Sharif.
Yeah.
You knew that one, no? You heard about that name, Nawaz Sharif?
I don't know the history of Pakistan.
Oh, you only know the history of South Africa and Julius Malema. Okay. Sister from Mayfair, are you there, Ben?
Ji.
Ji, what is your category, Appa? Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam.
Ji, stories of Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. MashaAllah, Ben. Here goes your question, okay?
Ji.
What was the total amount of children Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had? 1, 20, 2, 40, 3, 60.
It's 40. 40, yeah.
MahanAllah, Mali Shaykh Sahib. Total amount of children Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had was 40.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. SubhanAllah, Appa. You knew that one, sister?
No, I don't know. I just take a guess.
You're taking guess for all the answers now.
See,
when you say today's Zamana, you know, we find that we get two children and they say enough.
Who say enough?
40, SubhanAllah, 40, MashaAllah.
Malana Kara, just you were speaking about politics and Julius Malema. The children in my class, they were listening to a Seri program this morning and they heard you with Jacob Zuma. So they wanted to know, did you really interview Jacob Zuma or what was it?
I'll tell you after the class, Mali Shaykh Sahib. Ji, are you ready? Tayyiba?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
A little bit louder, sister. Raise the levels a bit more.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready, sister. What's your category, Ben?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam, Mali Shaykh Sahib. Here goes your question, okay, Appa? You're doing very, very well, mashallah. 3 out of 3. According to the Quran, what was the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam's father?
Azar.
It was simple, sister. We're not going to say congratulations or big stories here. Everybody knows us. What do you say? Mashallah, sister. 1, 4 out of 4.
Two.
Ziad. Gee. You better back up, brother. Are you ready, Ziad? Okay, what you gonna go with, my brother? Quran, Islamic history, general knowledge, or I don't think you should try politics, my brother. Your political knowledge is not very good.
Islamic history.
Islamic history, my brother.
Sure.
Are you ready, my friend?
I'll try.
Okay, my brother. All the luck, okay?
Yeah.
Shortly before Qiyamah, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return to the world, will he descend on the eastern or the western minara of Damascus?
On the eastern.
Excellent, Ziad. Very, very well, my brother. We're happy for you. 3 out of 4. Sister from Sister Fayyiba is still leading. Anonymous sister from Mayfi, Appa.
Ji.
What's your category, Appa?
Stories of Anbiya.
Stories of Anbiya, alayhi mashallah. Are you ready, Ben?
Ji.
Which surah of the Quran is also known as surah of Shifa? 1, Fatiha. 2, Ikhlas. Or 3, Falaq.
Surah of Fatiha.
Mashallah, sister, mashallah. She's got 3, Molly, right?
Ji, she's got 3.
Ziad's got 3 also.
Ji.
And Faiba's got 4.
She's leading.
It's a very, very even, fairly balanced contest, Molly, right?
And last question left for each of them.
Oh, last question left as well. Mm. Alright, if Faiba gets this one right, she's a winner.
That's true.
We don't need calculations, Molly, right?
Yeah, your match is good, like I said today.
Alright, Faiba?
Ji.
Here goes your last question, sister. Okay, Malishwe, go ahead, my brother.
Which category? Islamic history, general knowledge or politics? She's got an option, yeah, Molana. So I'm just finding.
You got an option. It's just Islamic history, general knowledge or politics?
I think as always, Islamic history.
Okay, your question also multiple choice, so either tell us 1, 2 or 3. Are you ready?
Okay.
One of the major signs of Qiyamah is that a mountain in Mecca will split open and an animal will emerge from it. Which mountain is this? 1, Safa. 2, Marwa. Or 3, Abu Qubais.
3.
Abu Qubais.
Apa, you just caused it. You are almost the winner, but it's not Abu Qubais, sister. It is. Second guess, Apa.
Safa.
Safa, but too late, sister. The answer is Safa. Sorry, sister, okay?
Sure.
You're still leading, mashallah. You still have 4. And if Ziad does not answer this one here, alright, let's see what happens. What do you say? Gee, we cannot foretell the future, what's going to happen, you know? Ziad, are you ready?
Sure.
What are we going to go with, brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay.
Yeah.
You say like Islamic history like you're a historian, brother. Imam Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi was a great scholar of hadith and fiqh. In which city did he live?
Imam, can you repeat that?
Imam Awza'i.
Middle East.
Yeah, in the Middle East. Where in the Middle East, my brother? Which area?
I'm not sure.
Take a chance. Right, we're going to give you till next week. We're going to give you till next week Saturday, right? Next week Saturday, you call us back and tell us. It's Beirut, Ziad, my brother Ziad. It is Beirut. It was a bit difficult. Ziad?
Gee.
Okay, my brother, good try, but it was a bit difficult. Just hold the line, Ziad, okay?
Gee.
Alright. Sister from Mayfair.
Gee.
Apa, what is your choice now?
Politics.
G?
Politics.
Politics.
G.
Alright. Apa is well versed with politics?
No, I just, because I know the before answer you, question you ask. G. The Nawaz Sharif one, that's one I know. Maybe the next one also easy for me.
No, G. Now we're not talking about Nawaz Sharif and Nehru and Mahatma Gandhi, Apa, we're talking about other countries. Okay, are you ready, Ben?
G, inshallah.
Okay. Ready, Molly Swaib?
Ji, I'm ready.
I hope Appa can answer this one. If she answers correctly, Appa, if you answer this one correctly,
Ji.
Then you are on equal points of Tayyiba. Then we're going to be having, inshallah, maybe a sudden death question.
Okay, inshallah.
Alright, sister. Ji. Think properly. 7 seconds to answer.
Ji.
Okay, sister. Not difficult.
Okay.
Alright.
Ji.
Who is the current Prime Minister of Australia?
Australia. I don't know.
Take a chance, Appa.
No, I don't know. No idea.
No idea?
No.
Brother Salim, do you know, my brother? You're smiling on the other side. Do you know the answer, Salim, bhai? He doesn't know. Okay, Mali Saib. Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh.
Okay, Appa?
Okay. Okay.
Malcolm Turnbull. Don't forget this here. Malcolm Turnbull. He is the current Prime Minister of Australia.
Right.
Appa, you done very, very well, mashallah. But 3 out of 5, it's good, but not enough to be the winner, sister.
Okay, it's
you can
okay.
Try again, Appa.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Request for du'as, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah, you too. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ziyad, my brother.
Ji.
I must say, my brother, you done very, very well as well. 3 out of 5, the last one was difficult. Okay.
Okay.
Jazakallah for participation, my brother Ziyad.
Amen.
Nice talking to you. Where did you say you're from, Lens? You're not going to tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, my brother Ziyad.
Which province?
Which province?
I gave 2 things, my name and voice.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Enough for tonight. Okay, my brother Ziyad, take care of yourself. Make special dua for all of us. Have a lovely Ramadan, okay? Yeah. But do call us back, okay?
I'll call you, inshallah.
You must call us back, inshallah. Okay. Nice talking to you, brother Ziyad.
Si.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Appa
Tayyiba?
Si.
You got 4 out of 5 questions, right, sister? But because of you complaining about our voice levels and we got to raise levels, we are going to disqualify you, Mali Saib.
On what basis?
Too many questions been asked. Sister, you are the winner for tonight. Tayyiba, mashallah, you from Rennes, Appa?
Yes.
Alright, 4 out of 5, mashallah, you are the winner for 1,000 Rennes, okay? 1,000 Rennes cash. Mali Saib, it might just be postal orders, you might just get it before 25th December. Mashallah, Appa, 4 out of 5, you're the winner, 1,000 Rennes cash coming up your way.
Okay?
And you're qualifying for the weekly finals as well. Saturday night between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Alright, Appa?
Yes.
Jazakumullah and du'as for all of us.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
salam
wa barakatuh.
Ji, Mali Saib, sahab, mashallah. Okay, Mali Saib, intention was never to insult anybody, to degrade anybody. It's just all lightheartedness. I've never asked for maaf in my entire life so many times.
Mashallah, these days now you're in good form, you're betting well. I don't know what you're having for iftar at the moment, Malankara.
Mali Saib, sahab, would you like to keep it short, inshallah, get to the point, and please do tell us what's coming up next.
Why don't you ever answer my questions, Malankara? We said, everybody said and answers your questions, but you never answer our questions.
That's a rash for Tarawi, Mali Saib.
It's just one-sided game, yeah. Malankara, what our listeners can expect is that next up, inshallah, it's our repeat drama stories 221B Baker Street, that is right now after this. Thereafter, a repeat of the documentary Global Village, then inshallah we'll be having our Makkah, last night's Makkah Saudi Tarawih that will be playing out. It will take us till around 8:30, 20 to 9, and thereafter intro, it will be Random Acts of Kindness that we are playing out, Random Acts of Kindness. And tonight after 9 p.m. inshallah, or just around 9 p.m. we'll be crossing over once again to Bosmont, and inshallah we'll be listening to Mufti Ismail Meng's Tarawih from Bosmont Masjid. And after 10 p.m. Maulana Habib will be joining you, and Maulana Habib, he will be having Maulana Hassan Rawat, and he will be discussing harms of sins. That's what you can expect tonight, Maulana Kara.
Jazakumullah, very interesting lineup. Tune 8 minutes to 7 o'clock, and the number if you want to register for the competition, it is 072-071-3684. It's 072-071-3684, or the email address is ym@radioislam.co.za. Stay tuned.